You're absolutely right, Diane. The next level of the BI triangle is the systems level. Now, I left that out when I originally described the BI triangle, and I did on purpose because a business is a system of systems. And that is what is all about the right side of the cash flow quadrant. Think of the human body. You have a circulatory system where your blood flows through your system, bringing oxygen to various parts of your body. You have a respiratory system, how you breathe in air and breathe out air. That is a system, two separate systems. But if they don't interrelate and work well together, you're not going to get that oxygen from the external air into your body to your bloodstream. And that is what a business is all about. It is a system of systems. They must all interrelate and work together. If one part of the system fails, it will impact the entire success of the organization. And that's why it's very important to have systems as an integral part of the BI triangle. It is a system of systems. And when I'm talking about systems, remember I mentioned earlier, you have an idea, a product. Well, you've designed it. It's on a piece of paper. Or you have a service that you've described on a piece of paper. You have to figure out how to communicate that. That's a system. Communications is a system. You have to develop it. You have to build it. You have to finance it. You have to account for your expenses and account for your income. All of those are individual systems. And as Diane just so aptly put, you have to be able to listen to your customers. Customer service is a system. You have to have a system to answer the telephone. Who's going to answer the phone? What are they going to say? Who's going to open the mail? Who's going to make sure that the mail gets handled? Every activity that happens in your business is a system. And what's more important is it doesn't matter how big your business is. A hot dog cart has the same need for every one of those systems, just like a large corporation would.